You know the national headlines. Now we'll give you Wednesday's local news report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy and breezy for the rest of today. Some possible snow showers later this evening. Low temperature overnight, around 25 degrees. Turning colder for the next couple of days with snow and a rain mix possible. Daytime high temperatures in the 30s and continued cold for the rest of the week with a possible warm-up coming in by the weekend. Topping Wednesday's local news, sheriff deputies are investigating some phony $20 bills that were being passed in the area. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that one woman came into the Dollar General store on Campbell Boulevard in Pendleton, pulled out three $20 bills to pay for her purchase, and was told after the clerk checked them that two of the bills were no good. The woman then asked for her bills back, but she was refused by the clerk, so she pulled out two more 20s out of her purse. They were good. She paid for her goods and then left, refusing to give the clerk her name. Sheriff deputies were called and collected the phony money, and they apparently recognized the woman in videos from the store. They say their investigation into that transaction is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that treat you like someone special because to them you are. They're ready to answer your questions, provide you with what you need, and make sure you get your prescriptions promptly. And if there's any problem with them, they'll take care of it. Call them for details, Wellness Park Community Medical Pharmacy, 260-1918. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore, the premier local appliance repairman, who will come to your home and fix your appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. That's it. He does it quickly, efficiently, and reasonably. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. It's 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, one car accident reported in the area this morning. It happened Tuesday when a vehicle struck a tree on High Park Boulevard in the town of Niagara. Details concerning that crash were not immediately available. However, volunteers from Niagara Active Hose and Town of Niagara Police responded to the scene. They reported unknown injuries at that crash. A man previously barred from coming into the Tops stores was arrested by police yesterday at the Tops on Portage Road. Police said Darius Eddy of 19th Street came into the store and tried to leave without paying for $78 worth of goods. Authorities said he was stopped at the door. Since Eddy was told in the past not to return to Tops, a charge of petty larceny was bumped up to burglary. He was given an appearance ticket in the case and was let go pending a further appearance in city court. Eddie reportedly told police he just didn't have any money to pay for his purchase. Takes two license plates on a car in New York State to drive on the roads. At Packard and Niagara Falls Boulevard, police stopped a car without any front plate at all and ended up charging the driver with a number of violations. Charged in that case with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, driving with improper plates, and with driving a car while the registration was suspended due to a lapse in insurance, was Meinick Phillips of Georgia. He reportedly had only one New York State plate on his car, that was on the back. Police towed that vehicle, and now Phillips will have to answer those charges in city court. Another car was towed by police yesterday after that vehicle was also found to have a lack of registration due to a lapse of insurance. Charged in that case, Patrick Donovan of Lewiston, he reportedly told police he thought his family was paying for the insurance. His car was impounded and held by police until the proper paperwork can be displayed. And a heads up from county legislator Sean Foti, who reminded residents of the county, if they're planning a picnic, a birthday party, family reunion, or graduation at a county park, you might want to reserve your site now with the county parks, because he says the reservations are filling up. Foti says he chairs the infrastructure committee and oversees a number of parks in the county, saying that they continue to add to amenities and improving the infrastructure. And if you haven't been to a county park lately, it's a good idea to check them out. The five parks the county operates are Crawl Park, Oppenheim Park, Royalton Ravine, West Canal Marina, and Burmester Park at Bonds Lake. Boating said reservations could be made by going to the website niagaracounty.government/parks, where you'll also find a list of county parks, shelter locations, and the rules and regulations. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, where they operate the same golf simulators that the pros use in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And that will enable you to keep your golfing skills sharp until those golf courses open. Want details? Call them at the Links of Niagara at 285-0610. The Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on our website, niagararadio.net, or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, you'll also find our daily newscasts on Facebook just by entering niagararadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.